Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. As it happens, is our privilege to have with us a man of uncommon intelligence who brings it to bear with great regularity in his role as a senior member of the House of Representatives. He is the Honorable Louis Gohmert, and I mean that literally as well as in terms of his title. He represents the people of the 1st District of Texas and has been serving them in a number of capacities of note, including as a member of the Judiciary Committee, where he serves as the vice chairman of its subcommittee on crime, terrorism, homeland security, and investigations. Also on its Natural Resources Committee, where he serves as the chairman of its oversight subcommittee. He is also a member of the Immigration Reform Caucus, a former judge in Texas, a man of distinction as well as a member of the United States Army, now retired, a captain.
Blush.
I'm confident that I'm not even going to finish doing justice to you, sir, whether you blush or not, but I'm going to stop with that. Thank you very much, Congressman. Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's been too long. Good to have you.
Well, it's great to be talking with you and great to be had. So thank you, Frank, and for all you do. No kidding. We're in this fight together to save America.
Well, and there's good news on that front, I think, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But let me ask you about something that you, just as a perfect example of the kind of stand-up guy you have been in the Congress, stood athwart a piece of legislation that was barreling through the House of Representatives, ultimately did pass, but it seems may not get all the way through the Congress this year, namely the Human Tracking Bill. That's not its formal title, but I think that that adequately describes it. Tell us what was that about and why it was that your voice seemed so lonely in opposition.
Well, it was about trying to track people who have autism or Alzheimer's or dementia. That's what we were told. And that's what the bill says. That's what it's about. Is, we've had a problem with some people wandering off, kids with autism wandering off, seniors with autism, with Alzheimer's or dementia wandering off and ending up not being found until they were deceased. And that has been a problem. So we're told the solution is a federal tracking bill. And the language was much too broad. And that's what caught my attention as well. I know the people that were pushing it, some of the finest people around, some of the great pro-life forces. They care deeply about people's lives and saving lives. But as is often the problem, the devil is in the details. And you have to be anal enough to actually read the wording like we promised we would do in 2010. Gee, if you would just give us back the majority in the House and in the Senate, then we will read the bills. And so many of the people that got elected by screaming, "You elect me, I will read the bills," I've actually been booed by a third to half of our conference before when right before Boehner left, he asked, how many will vote for this bill? And I got up and said, "I can't say whether I'll vote for it until you file it and I get a chance to read it." And I turned and said to many of them, "Look, how many of you who just booed me got elected by saying, I will read the bills, and now you're going to boo me because I got to read the bill before I can say if I'll vote for it?" But that was the problem with this bill. It had language that was vague enough it did use the word in non-invasive means, but having been a judge and a chief justice who had to make decisions on what words mean, when I read a bill, I think about the potential for litigation over what words mean. And when you have a word like non-invasive, actually, tattoo could be non-invasive. And you have those who would argue that a chip that is just under the surface of the skin but does not invade a body cavity or the skull, that that's not technically invasive.
And what you were clearly getting at, too, was, Congressman, that the federal government getting into this act could start allowing this kind of tracking to be used for folks beyond those immediately being discussed, and in an abusive way.
Well, and that's the thing. It left it vague enough as to who would be tracked that it could be just anybody they decided might be of concern. And the other red flag to me, Frank, was that, you're saying it's for autism and Alzheimer's and dementia, but then why have you got the Attorney General of the United States, the Department of Justice, as the entity running the program? Why wouldn't we have HHS? But Department of Justice would determine under this bill, the rules and regulations and the best practices. So they would tell us, is it a chip? There are all kinds of ways you can track people.
It certainly does give rise to a sort of specter of a kind of Orwellian operation. And I thank you. It seems as though
the term I used too.
I know it was, and you were to be commended for it. And so, permit me to do so, Congressman Louis Gohmert, one of the great stand-up guys in the United States House. Hey, while I've got you for a moment longer, let me ask you about another issue in which you have been a stand-up guy, indeed one of the most knowledgeable in the entire Congress, if not government, for that matter. And that is something that the president today, in a pre-taped interview with National Public Radio, described as, quote, the war on radicalization, unquote. Congressman, last time I checked, we were not in a war against radicalization, or for that matter, violent extremism. Who is it we are at war with, and how are they waging it against us?
Well, actually, this president, in his almost 8 years now, has been in a war against those of us who explained that radical jihadists are in war with us. And nobody has been more on the forefront in this effort to fight back against radical Islam. This president has not got it. In fact, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights seems to think that the biggest concern for radicalization is a group called Evangelical Christians, that they're the big hate group threat. So to hear the president
and returning veterans and gun owners and anti-abortion activists.
Yeah, DHS.
All those radical extremists.
Veterans that, those of us who believe in the literal writing and reading of the Constitution, those of us who believe in the Second Amendment, and actually there are those who believe in this administration that Christians are the biggest hate group threat because, as they say, Christianity and religious freedom are code words for Islamophobia, homophobia, xenophobia, and all these others, when if they really understood Christianity, they would understand that if you're truly a Christian, you have no fear except for God. That's the beginning of wisdom. But these clowns are so ignorant of what true Christianity is, and it is the one religion that's truly based on love, the idea that God so loved the world he sent his son, and his son so loved the world that he gave his life. But they have got up is down, right is wrong. But radicalization, as you know, as you keep, thank God you keep preaching, it has been occurring, and it occurs in certain mosques around this country. And the Muslim Brotherhood is alive and well.
We have to pause for just a second, Congressman Louie Gohmert, and I understand you might be able to stay with us for a second segment. So we'll talk a little bit more about this Brotherhood business, a border wall, and more generally, what we expect of the Trump administration, including a number of your friends who are going into it. We'll be right back with more with the representative of the 1st District of Texas, Congressman Louie Gohmert, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.